Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow, and I'm excited for the podcast this week. This week, I continue my visits with graduating seniors at Provo High School and Independence High School. But let's not forget our updates. Today is the last day of school. Can you believe it? It's amazing. Thank you to all of our teachers, staff, and students that have made this an incredible year. And once again, a big congratulations to all of our graduating students. If you are interested in hearing updates regarding the construction projects happening in the district, please visit the district website and click on the new construction newsletter sign-up link. The next newsletter will be sent out following the May 28th board meeting. The next school board meeting will be on Tuesday, May 28th at the district office. The study session will begin at 3:15 p.m. in Boardroom 1, and the business meeting will begin at 6 o'clock p.m. in the Professional Development Center. Both meetings are open to the public. Now, let's go talk to some seniors from Provo High and from Independence High School to find out what advice they might give to underclassmen, what their future plans are, and what their best memories of their high school experiences have been. Okay, tell us what your name is.
My name is Josh Woolsey.
And how long have you been a student at Provo High?
I have attended Provo High for all 4 years.
Excellent. Okay, tell me what the best part about Provo High is.
Best part about Provo High is probably its modernism. I think compared to other schools, it's a lot more just in like the future, you know? Because you go to any other these neighboring schools, they're old. But Provo High is just so new and nice and fun.
That's awesome. Who's your favorite teacher, or what's a favorite memory that you have of your time at Provo High?
Oh, my favorite teacher has to be Susan the Hall Tracker. Okay. I have been her best friend since ninth grade, I feel like, COVID. And every day, she's always in that B hall. I always go, and she gives me the biggest hug. And it's just always been like that for the last 4 years. I love you, Susan.
That's awesome. Okay, and then tell us a favorite memory of Provo High.
Favorite memory is probably when I did Powder Puff. You know Powder Puff? I was a cheerleader. I learned how to do a semi-front flip and a cartwheel. That was groundbreaking for me. I never knew my body could contort like that. Amazing fun times.
That's awesome. What piece of advice do you have for the underclassmen at Provo High as they're moving up towards graduation?
I would say don't skip your classes and don't get into relationships.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much. Yeah. Congratulations. Okay, tell us your name.
McKenna Boone.
All right, McKenna, how long have you been a student at Provo High?
4 years.
And tell us what is the best part about Provo High School?
Just the friends that you make and the connections. It's such a great experience to meet people from different backgrounds and just make friends.
It's awesome. Okay, give us a favorite memory that you have of Provo High School.
I do theater and tech, so just probably all the different things backstage. This year we did I Never Saw Another Butterfly, and one of my favorite memories from that was finding out that the concrete floor was surprisingly comfortable and falling asleep. A few of the cast members did that, and so that was super fun.
Because you guys are always at rehearsal and whatnot, probably doing a lot of time getting ready for a performance like that.
Yeah. It takes a lot of work, but it's so worth it in the end.
Do you have a favorite teacher or a favorite shout out that you would like to give to someone at Provo High School that has really made a difference for you?
So probably Mr. Bauer, the drama teacher. He's just always been there for me. Mama Wygant, she's just amazing. She's the tech teacher, and she's just always there. And then Gloria Valgartson, she's the attendance lady, and she's just always there, always has a big smile whenever I walk in.
That's incredible. Okay, and then give us a piece of advice for some underclassmen that are coming up through Provo High.
Don't miss out on the experiences. My first 2 years, I didn't do the plays or musicals, and I regret that to this day. Just don't pass up experiences that could be so amazing.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. I'm excited to watch you walk tonight. Tell us your name.
I'm Karma.
Okay, Karma, how long have you been a student at Provo High?
4 years now.
Okay, let's start with, what's your favorite part about Provo High?
Honestly, it's just been exciting here, meeting new people, and like everyone just like including each other. I also do the band here, so like I'm very included in a lot of stuff. So
that makes all the difference to be involved in something.
Yeah, it does.
So tell us a favorite memory that you have here at Provo High School.
Sophomore year, I was dragged into like doing one of the marching band shows. It was fun because I got to meet a lot of new people that I'm actually still friends to with this day. So,
tell us maybe a shout out to an individual that has made all the difference for you at Provo High.
I'm going to shout out Mr. Norman. He's been making this year so much better, especially with his random ducks that he gives us randomly. It made me smile a lot.
And what advice would you give to an underclassman that's coming up through Provo High?
Just don't give up. Keep your grades up and just like make your way through. And also don't miss out on experiences.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. I'm excited to watch you walk tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, start by telling us your name.
I'm Clark Nielsen.
And how long have you been a student at Provo High School?
I've been here for 4 years.
That's amazing. Okay, tell us what the best part about Provo High is.
Oh my goodness, there's so many great things, but I got to say my favorite thing or the best thing about Provo High is just the environment and the spirit. Everybody's so passionate about Provo, and I've adapted that, I guess. I've brought that into my life, and I'm very passionate about Provo. I love everything about it, the high school, the sports. I love the people, the faculty. That's the best thing about Provo.
That's awesome. Okay, so tell us maybe a shout out to a great teacher or a coach or someone that's really made a difference for you at Provo.
I like to shout out Coach Chambers, football coach. He's an amazing guy. He's taught us so much, not just about football, but he's taught us about how to become a man, how to treat our future wives and our future families, how to just succeed in life. So shout out to him. Also shout out to my baseball coach, Coach Moore. He has also taught us how to become a good man, how to treat our wives, how to provide. We had a saying, provide, protect, and progress. And that's one thing that he taught us to do. And so shout out to both of them. They made a big impact on my life, especially in high school.
So really individuals that are teaching you like life lessons, yes. Even more than those school
even
lessons.
More than just school.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, what's a favorite memory that you have of Provo High that's appropriate to share?
Yes. I gotta say the sporting events, whether it's being on the field, playing in sports or for football or baseball, or being in the stands to watch basketball or volleyball and to support all our teams. Just like when we come together and we cheer on our team, when we cheer on Provo High, that's special. And there's too many of those events, too many exciting games where I can't pick out a specific one.
Okay.
But fair. Just all of them, whether we win or lose, those are just some of my favorite memories.
That's awesome. All right. What are your plans after high school?
I'm going to serve a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I got called to serve in Saltillo, Mexico, which is slightly north or southwest of Monterrey.
Okay.
So I'm very excited for that. I am so bad at Spanish, but I'll learn it and it will be a great experience.
You're going to become really good at it really fast. So that'll be great. Okay. And last thing is, what advice would you give to underclassmen?
Just do the work. It's not as hard as you think it is. If you struggle with something, just putting in a little more effort than what is required or what is asked of you will make a huge difference. So just do the work and enjoy high school.
That's awesome. Thanks so much, Clark.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. So I'm here at Provo High's graduation. You can hear all of the awesome prelude music taking place. So tell us your name.
My name is Isabella Leachy, and I'm a graduating senior.
I'm so excited to have you, and you've been on the podcast before, so this is very exciting.
Yes, I have, and it's such an honor to be back again.
Yes! Okay, so tell us what your favorite part about Provo High is.
My favorite part of Provo High, I think, has been my community with the Portuguese students. I have been like sobbing today about like how much we are a family, and everyone feels like my brothers and sisters, and the teachers were like my parents, and I really think that community allowed me to feel like I belonged at Provo High.
Oh, I love that. That's incredible. Okay, tell us maybe a shout out to a favorite teacher or an adult or somebody at Provo High who's meant a lot to you.
So there's two teachers in particular that have had a huge impact on my life. Lily Bueno, who has taught me 4 years throughout my entire education and has come back to teach us Portuguese. She has been like a second mom to me and has really been like a mother that through which I could like connect with the Brazilian heritage that I have. And she made it possible for me to learn a language that I wouldn't have learned otherwise. And then another teacher is Nathan Sauerbier, who has helped me so much throughout these 4 years, and I'm so grateful that he came to Provo High and has supported me a lot. So
that's incredible. Okay, tell us a little bit about your plans after Provo High.
Yes, so I am going to Smith College out in Massachusetts, and it's an all-girls school, and I'm really excited to be in a place that's filled with a bunch of incredible women. So, yeah.
And I've heard that Smith College does something unique where they allow you to pick your general education requirements, kind of cater them a little bit.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so they have what's called open curriculum. And basically you can select the classes, and there are no general eds. And I think only 9 colleges and universities in the nation do that. And so
that's incredible. That's awesome. Okay, tell us maybe some advice you would give to underclassmen.
I think the biggest advice that I have is to live authentically. My mom and I talk about that a lot, about how we can let our vulnerability and our authenticity impact those around us, and they can also be authentic and vulnerable with us as well. And I think it has a huge impact on our community. So yeah,
that's awesome. Thank you so much, Bella. It was so nice to talk with you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so I'm here at Independence High School. Tell us your name.
I'm Hannah McClellan.
And how many years have you been at Independence?
I've been here for 3 years.
That's awesome. Okay, and tell us what the best part about Independence High School is.
Oh, that is so hard. I love Independence. I used to be a janitor here. I would have to say the ROTC program, because they all really care about you, and you just become one big family.
That's awesome. Okay, so tell us like maybe some of your favorite teachers or anyone that's helped you along your path to graduation.
Oh, that's hard. You're like, make me pick favorites. I've got a few. Colonel Miller, Josh, Mr. Wilder. They probably had the biggest impact on me.
And how specifically did they help you? Just caring about you, building relationships with you? What did they do that made such a difference for you?
For me, I was going to a different school a while ago, and I came back for math tutoring from Josh, who helped me a whole lot and just kind of explained the material. For Colonel Miller, he completely just took us under his wing and kind of created a bond with everyone. And Mr. Wilder, you could laugh and joke in his class, and he was always chill about it.
That's awesome. What advice would you give to maybe 9th or 10th graders that do I want to do this? What advice would you give them to stick it out so they can graduate as well?
Honestly, just keep pushing through. Always have an end goal in mind. And just remember during the hard parts that this isn't going to be the end. There's so much things we can do.
We can all do really hard things, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. I'm excited to see you walk in just a few minutes.
Thank you so much. I'm excited myself.
Yes, good. Thank you.
Tell us your name and how long you have been a student at Independence High School.
My name is Carl Hernandez, and I've been here for 4 years.
Okay. So you've been here since you were a freshman. Tell me what the best part about Independence High School is.
I just think it's about how much the teachers care for you and they actually like want to help you graduate. Because I went to Tinfield before this and I got more help here than over there.
That's good. Is it because of the smaller classes, more individual attention?
I think it's because it's way smaller, so teachers like can care for each and every other student, so there's less people.
That's awesome. What is a favorite memory that you have of Independence?
For me, it's just playing all the sports here and making friends with the sports.
That's awesome. What advice would you have for kids that are maybe freshmen or sophomores that are like, I don't want to do this? Like, what would you tell them now that you're standing here getting ready to graduate?
It's definitely worth it to keep trying and not give up, even when it's hard. Always ask for help as well. They'll always help you here.
That's awesome. Okay. And then are there any teachers or adults here that you, or even maybe family members that you want to give a shout out to that helped you get here?
Shout out to Phil. He's a counselor. To Al. He's a tracker.
All right. Awesome. Well, congratulations. I'm excited to see you walk later.
Thank you.
Okay. Tell us your name and how long you have been at Independence High School.
My name is Jaden Aguirre. I've been here for like a year and a half. I got here halfway through junior year.
Okay, perfect. And what is the best part about Independence High School?
I think the best part about Independence High School is the way that the school just conforms around your needs. You know, it's just everyone here is different and everyone gets the help they need. So it's just a really, everyone here fits in, you know what I mean?
That's great. So, and it's very individualized. It sounds like you get a lot of individual attention.
Yeah.
That's great. Tell me maybe a favorite memory you have of Independence High School.
I think the first thing that I did here where I really felt like kind of like my safe place was at the library with Nancy. She put out puzzles and I just love doing the puzzles with her. She's just a great teacher.
That's great. And is there a shout out to a favorite teacher or an adult or maybe even a family member that has helped you get to this spot?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, Nancy, she's just a sweet person. One of the best librarians I've ever had, for sure. Also, my mom, a great person. She's got me, definitely the core person that got me here. Yeah.
That's awesome. What advice would you give to 9th or 10th graders that are like, I don't know, like now that you're here getting ready to graduate, what would you tell them?
Well, I mean, just do it. You know, like you've gone through like, I don't know, 8 years of schooling. Like you can't just throw it all away just because you don't want to do it. You're lazy, you know? And it's not about being lazy, but like just do it. You know?
Just do it.
Just go for it.
Just figure it out.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Well, congratulations. I'm excited to see you walk.
Thank you.
Okay, tell us your name and how long you've been at Independence High School.
My name is Koi Salazar, and I've been at Independence for 4 years now.
Awesome. So you are a true Independence student. That's awesome. Okay, tell us maybe what your favoriteest part about Independence High is.
I really love the part about like all the teachers. There's not a single teacher that doesn't take the time to really get to know a student. Like every teacher, you can tell they take the time out of their work schedule to really get to know every student and to understand and be there for them. I love that part.
That's incredible. Tell me maybe a favorite memory that you have of Independence High.
Let's see. I did meet my teenage sweetheart here at Independence, so I'm gonna say that for sure. Definitely meeting my girlfriend.
That's good. Sure. That's a good answer. Yeah. That would have not been good if you hadn't said that, right? Tell me if there is a shout out to a teacher or an adult or somebody that you would like to give a shout out to.
Well, I'd like to shout out Colonel Miller. He took me in sophomore year and really put me on the right path. I wasn't going on the greatest path, but he shaped me into the man I am today and gave me a lot of leadership skills, and I'm super grateful for that.
And that's going to be something you take everywhere. What about advice you would give to underclassmen?
I would say just do it. Honestly, as hard as it sounds, like just commit to doing it, because it's a hard concept to grasp, but this really is like the smallest portion of our lives. So you might as well just do it right, live it to the fullest, and get the schoolwork done so you don't got to be here more than 4 years.
That's awesome. And now you got to go line up. All right. Thank you. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. Join me next week when I visit with one of our graduating students from our adult education program.